Nice.
And I like
coming out for David Blog.
Yeah.
Cool.
We'll talk about it. Yeah.
On Wobbly, so I guess we might do a regional politics thing. But start things off in an ironic kind of silly, but in a prefab eulogies, he has some critical examples of offered bios. So this is a bio written by David Wallach for a well-established university journal. Note the overall tenor of this biographical sketch. Terse, tempered, lacking humor, and well-mannered. Paul Anschel is the author of over 30 books. Note ambiguity. Is it 31 or 900? How many are still in print? Mystery is key. Including Daybreak, Moon to Harm, and An Evening. Translated into more than a dozen languages, and the seven-time Pushcart Prize winner Anschel was recently hailed. Note the use of the term hailed. No other journal uses this term. Thus, make sure to use the term here. The greatest poet of our time. Note by David Michael Wallach. Find a writer widely described as genius or the greatest and get he or she to write a blurb from which you can parse. Hopefully he or she will conflate self with other and describe you using terms such as genius or great or greatest. Anschel is distinguished, note hierarchical professionalism. This underpins the whole bio. Make sure you are distinguished by a traditional institution with a large endowment. Professor of English at Columbia University. Bio for a magazine that features poem. Note the photo, expressing preoccupation with literary matters. Sammy Rosenick is the author of Fake It During. She is a frequent contributor to Ex Yorker, This American X, and Ex Globe. Note the brevity of the bio. Everyone knows you, so why would you need the bio? Let the ad sell itself. Bio for a literary magazine that features poems. Note, again, photo. Note the hip factor. Sunglasses denoting cool, while bookshelf reminding reader intellectual veracity. Note a slightly flippant tone. Not over the top. Eugene Grindel is the author of Fat, The Underwear Thief, and most recently, 10 Things You Can Do to Stage Revolution in My Pants. Here, ironic titles are essential. If you have not given any of your poetry ironic titles, do so for this magazine. Frequent contributor to Adso Flute Shock Music, Grindel lives on a chicken ranch in Butte, Montana. For glossy art magazines, it is important to give people a vague sense of where you live and always that you raise livestock with his wife and two children. Bio for an avant-garde poetry and poetics journal in print. François-Marie Arnett is an adjunct professor of writing at the University of Temporary Workers, College of Art and Design, and No Tenure, the Brooklyn College of the People as Commodities, the St. Louis Technical Institute for the Technically Uninsured, the University of South Hourly Wages, Lamentable State University, Center for the Study of Market-Driven Education, the Right to Work College of New York Business, and Columbia University. Arnett is also a freelance editor. Up from Olympia, David Michael Wallach.